Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Water, water everywhere, from the kitchen tap to the fancy bottled spring water at the supermarket. But do we drink enough? We hear all sorts of recommendations. Drink 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, drink 64 ounces, drink half your body weight in ounces. All this conflicting advice is enough to make your head spin and your bladder swim.
We wanted to know the definitive answer to the question, how much water should we drink each day? Our guest is one of the nation's leading experts on this topic. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb is professor of medicine at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, with a specialty in renal electrolyte and hypertension. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Goldfarb. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Before we talk about how much water a person should drink each day, would you explain what role water plays in the body? Where does it go once we drink it, and what function does it serve?
Sure. Our body is composed of anywhere between 50 to 70% of water. So therefore, if you just think of your body weight, let's say you weigh 200 pounds, you probably have about 100 to 120 pounds of water in your body. So obviously, water is crucial to health. It's crucial to life. And because it's so crucial to health and so crucial to life, we have multiple systems that are ingrained in our metabolism that make sure that we keep that water content very constant. And that's one of the big, I think, themes and misunderstandings that are present. If you drink extra amounts of water, your body is designed to excrete that water. It's absorbed very rapidly across the gastrointestinal tract. It gets into the blood. It's distributed throughout the body. Obviously, it has to be distributed throughout the body, given the high percentage of the body that contains water. And once the water is absorbed into the bloodstream, it actually travels to the brain, and it signals a part of the brain called the hypothalamus, a part of the glandular system that's regulated by the brain. And that molecule that it signals travels to the kidney and informs the kidney of how much water is in the body and instructs the kidney, if you will, to excrete any extra water that's ingested. So therefore, anyone who drinks extra amounts of water beyond that which is dictated by thirst is going to end up excreting that water rather quickly, and certainly by the end of the day after that water has been ingested. So then water is crucial to body functions, but any extra water that's ingested is very rapidly excreted by the body, and any water that's ingested doesn't stay in any one particular compartment but distributes itself throughout the body and then is rapidly excreted until the amount of water in the body returns back to the baseline.
So it sounds like you're saying drink when you're thirsty, but above and beyond that, it's not necessary. But, you know, there have been conflicting things said over the years. In fact, some fitness people say if you've waited until you're thirsty, you've waited too long. What science is behind this?
Well, the question is too long to what end? Is there a real problem? I think when you're thirsty, it does indicate that 1 or perhaps 2% of the total amount of water in the body has been depleted. And this can certainly happen if someone's exposed to a hot environment or exercises very vigorously. But at that point, if you start drinking, there are no real consequences to your health to wait until you are thirsty in order to drink. Now, if one continues to avoid water after one becomes thirsty and continues to be in a very hot environment and continues to lose water through their skin through evaporation, then ultimately you can reach a point where you haven't lost 1 or 2%, but you've lost 5 or 6 or 7% of the water in your body. And that's a very different circumstance. That is a potentially dangerous situation. People who cross the desert or people who die in the desert, when you hear about this dying of thirst, what they're dying of is severe dehydration, a loss of somewhere upwards of 10% of total body water, and that can lead to a vascular collapse, meaning a very low blood pressure. But those are very, very extreme circumstances. And But anyone who simply feels a bit thirsty and starts to drink is in no risk of any of those real complications. And there have been studies looking very carefully at athletic performance in individuals who prehydrate and never allow even the 1% decline in total body water that might occur during vigorous exercise. And this has been done in really elite athletes, and there's just no evidence that there's any impairment in their performance if they don't prehydrate and hydrate during their exercise compared to those that do. So this idea that you have to carry around water bottles during your exercise, you know, there's just really no evidence that that's going to improve your exercise capacity, nor will it really prevent you from having any particular medical problems, make you healthier in any way that anybody can measure.
How much water should we be drinking on a daily basis for optimum health?
Well, I think most of the studies suggest that there is no amount of water that you need to drink for optimum health, that you will probably have an absolute requirement for water intake of something on the order of a quart a day, because you're likely to excrete that much through your urine of water. And therefore, you're likely to be thirsty if you consume substantially less than that, because you will be losing water through your skin. Once you get above the amount that's obligate losses through the day, which probably comes out to be somewhere around 1.5 to 2 quarts a day, that's probably an absolute obligation, simply because you're going to lose that much through your skin and through the obligate losses in the urine. As long as you equal that, you're going to stay in water balance and have absolutely no consequences to your health. And the stimulus that's going to drive you to maintain that is going to be thirst. So if you allow yourself to get thirsty, as soon as that thirst occurs, you're going to start to drink, and you will make up enough water to accommodate those obligate losses you have each day. The question has been whether going above those obligate losses and making sure that you drink not only in addition to the amount that you're required to by thirst and by obligate water losses, drinking above and beyond that is going to produce any health benefits. And that's where it's quite clear that there's just no evidence to support that. And when I say no evidence, you know, people can write studies, people can analogize from animal studies, but, you know, there have been multiple investigations of this issue. And again, the best studies have suggested that there really is no health benefit to water drinking. There are some weak studies, some small studies, and some animal studies that have suggested specific benefits. But for every one of those, one can identify a well-done human study that fails to show a benefit for water drinking. There are a couple of exceptions to that I should mention. One is there are individuals who have kidney stones, and that's been the one area that drinking lots of water and keeping your urine quite dilute has been shown to prevent recurrence of kidney stones, and that's quite clear. But aside from that, there's no evidence that you lose more weight when you drink water. That's been carefully studied by examining how much people consume in calories after they've had water prior to their meal compared to those who don't. And there's absolutely no difference in their calorie consumption. And the reason for that is water moves through the stomach so quickly that it doesn't create the opportunity for the water drinking to suppress your appetite. It's been carefully looked at whether it can improve the excretion of toxins and improve the toxins in your body. And that's been carefully examined. And all that it does is just dilutes the normal amount of toxins that you excrete each day. That's a normal part of kidney function. There really haven't been studies that have demonstrated this clear-cut benefit of water drinking in athletic performance, in the way your skin looks, in your overall health, except for that one clear instance of individuals who have had a history of kidney stones.
Dr. Stanley Goldfarb is professor of medicine at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, with a specialty in renal, electrolytes, and hypertension. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
For more on Dr. Goldfarb and how much water we should drink, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org. And join us next week as we continue our conversation with Dr. Goldfarb and separate fact from fiction regarding water's health benefits. Can it help us lose weight, improve our skin tone, and recover faster from the common cold? Water Part 2 next week.
Also on next week's show, a dietitian shares her list of 7 superfoods to add to your diet, one each day, to give you the most nutritious bang for your buck.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Raff.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.